I was going to drive my car through the car wash, but the car wash is closed because it is early. I don't know how this happened. I just woke up and got ready and then left. Like, I didn't eat breakfast. I didn't eat anything. I guess it happened because I woke up an hour early. I guess that's how that works. And here we are. Figured I would just drive in. It's like, I just hang out here with the hat. Nah, let's just go. Let's just hit the streets. Means traffic will be shit, but whatever. Here's that traffic I was talking about. We're not moving. I'm stopping the car.
Yeah. expectations that harvest will really ramp up into full swing again?
I think that's part of it. I think the bulls have kind of run out of good news to propel this market higher. We know we had the concerns earlier in the year, which propelled us to levels we hadn't seen for some time, but the funds are kind of realizing that a lot of that was probably baked in, and we've broken through a lot of technicals. We did a lot of technical damage forming a head and shoulders. We're kind of on the bottom end of that. We're moving out to the September contract. That's where a lot of the volume is going to be with July 1st notice. It's right around the corner now. So
oh, yeah.
$5 level is going to be psychologically and technically significant. So long as the bears can defend this level, I think they remain in control. That represents the 200-day moving average as well. I think on the bottom side, looking for a target, about 475. Now, with that said, if for whatever reason corn and beef can get some sort of short covering rally, potentially that helps kind of slow the bleed and wheat, maybe even offers a little bit near-term support.
On the corn, I see where the commodity funds had actually...
On the corn.
Ready, hurry, and a serious extra bath.
This is Pat McAfee. Hang out with me and my boys from Heartland Radio weekdays starting at 10 a.m. Eastern, Barstool Radio on Power 85, or anytime on demand with the SiriusXM app.
Another day in the office.
Now that's entertainment.
Something for your whole family. Kids Place Live and Radio Disney play today's pop hits, along with stories and fun just for kids, and escape into the golden age of radio with radio classics. And keep everyone healthy with advice from the top doctors in the world on Doctor Radio.
You're listening to SiriusXM Radio.
On July 12th, get a behind-the-scenes look at the world of professional wrestling with 350 days. Legends, champions, survivors. Comes to movie theaters for an exclusive one-night event featuring interviews and photographs with legendary wrestlers and rare in-ring footage. 350 Days stars former world champion Bret Hart and Billy Graham, plus 30 of the greatest wrestling legends as they give you a behind-the-curtains look at the grueling life they led on the road. 350 days a year and the effect that lifestyle had on their marriages, family, physical, and mental health.
Let's go.
for human use. And the driving itself is kind of whatever. Like, it's not, you know, it's not terrible, but it's the city design, the track design, and the parts of the city they're choosing to build tracks around. Like, that stuff's not great. Like, it just, yeah, it's a fucking weird thing. And then they just got, like, hey, fly a plane, I don't know, do some loops. All right, you completed this event by performing these incredibly basic plane tricks. And the boating just feels really flat. Like, they didn't nail driving in the first The Crew. And so the idea that they're, like, going to take on all this additional stuff when the core of it isn't sound, like, it's just some fucking bizarre choices. Like, the activities are spread out in a way that the world just feels empty. And it's, it, what, you know. Whatever, I'll talk about it on the podcast, I guess. But fuck, it's really just strange that something like that would ship. That's like the culmination of a team's ideas. You're just like, that doesn't, I guess, like, whatever, they, you know, maybe they made those ideas very early on and they're like, oh yeah, here's what the game's gonna be, and then they just bit off more than they could. I don't know. It's seems like parts of it structurally seem like someone sat down and played a lot of Steep and said, we want to make a game that kind of goes nowhere also. In fact, the first game had a ton of stuff everywhere. You're like, oh, I can drive here and earn skills. Like, this, everything feels so spread out. Thank you.
Thank you.
enough traffic to make this drive incredibly unpleasant. Like, it picks up just long enough for you to get hope again. You're like, oh, yeah, we're moving now. Oh, shit.
Thank you.
pile of rubble where there was a building a few days ago. They're just excavating all that rubble. It's progress, baby. I've stopped talking to... I've stopped getting into conversations with people at GameStops. If at all possible. It just gets too... I guess I just would get too frustrated. Just be like, no, that's not... No, I mean, I know this. I don't... Like, people saying wrong stuff about games, and, like, my inclination is to be like, nah, I just want to help. It's like, I know this. It's not, you know, you're arguing with me about a thing that is factual. No, it's, well, okay. All right, okay. All right. You work here, so I get it. You know, these days, chances are, if I am going into a game store or something like that, I am walking in saying, I need this. Sell me this. And then buying that thing and getting out. Ooh, there's a lot of... Oh, everyone wants to be in this lane. All right, I'm just gonna... Oops. Oh, yeah. Tried to give you room. Tried to help you. Tried to help you be you. You would not take the opportunity. And now here we are. Used to be fun, you know, when we were reviewing more stuff and companies wouldn't send out a game, going in and buying one copy for each platform of a fucking terrible game and watching to see if the people there would be like, hey, you don't, what do you, like, if they would try to figure out what the fuck you're doing. Or even just try to tell you, oh, you're a big... like sometimes you get, oh, you must be a big fan of this one. But nope. No, I'm definitely not. But also, I kind of don't want to have a conversation with you about why I'm in here doing this. Unless you really press me on it. Just a glow in my dungeon. trying to get in this lane, put on a fucking blinker. If not, stop fucking. Ugh. Ugh. I feel like I've gotten pretty okay at self-checkout, except for when do I fucking put the bag down? Because if I put it down early, it's like, there's some fucking shit in here that's not supposed to be here. What the fuck's going on? And then if I put it down after I've started the transaction, does that too. Like, I just... So I end up having to fucking just set everything down on this fucking thing and then bag it at the end. And that just seems like not the way you were supposed to do this. Like, do I set up the bags before I've scanned anything? I feel like I tried that once and someone had to come over and say, yes, it's okay that this is here. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like that could be faster. That can't be the way you're supposed to do it. There's got to be. They have reorganized these lanes in a fucking poor way. Oh, man. Okay, what are we doing? I'm punching it. Okay, this is where we have great. Getting up here, swerving through here, swerving through here, swerving through here, and then making this turn. Time this morning. It's crazy. I'll see you later.